What is your name?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Welcome,
it's nice
Jessica.
To meet you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, speak loudly into that big old thing there, okay?
Alrighty, I will.
Now, you are from Crazy Fort Worth, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. Born and raised?
I was raised in Dallas.
Where'd you go to high school?
I was actually homeschooled.
Homeschool?
Yeah.
Oh.
Until all the way through?
All the way through.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Did you have brothers and sisters in the house, too, that
yes,
were homeschooled?
It was horrible.
Now, have you found that that has retarded you in some sort of social way?
Yes, it has. It has.
Has it really?
I'm not going to lie.
For real?
Yes. I wouldn't suggest it to anyone.
Did you go to college?
No.
You didn't go to college?
No. I suggested working at Six Flags instead of college.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
The high road, guys. High road.
So when you graduate number one in your class of homeschoolers, that doesn't hold any sway in colleges or anything? Or
no.
Are you just done with school and home altogether?
Not necessarily. So far, I just haven't decided to go yet.
How old are you?
21.
Oh, you're just a kid.
Yeah.
Just a baby.
I'm not too old yet.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a mechanic out at Six Flags.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Still out there at Six Flags.
Yes.
So you fix stuff.
I do fix stuff.
Like when Big Ben goes down, you get up there and...
Yep, I climb Big Ben every once in a while.
Big Ben... The ride has not been functional in nearly 30 years, Mike.
It has been a while.
Right, right.
I wasn't born then.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's the
I was going to go with it, but...
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's the one that came to mind.
All right, so...
If it's not Big Ben, then what is it?
The Spinnaker.
Yes, the Spinnaker. Also not out there anymore.
Oh.
How about the Titan or bobsled? You got lots of things out there.
How about Judge Roy Scream?
Judge Roy Scream, yes.
What about the big wooden one?
Texas Giant.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, that's not running this year.
Oh, it's not?
It's getting remodeled, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty amazing, actually.
Okay. All right, cool. So it sounds like you've taken an odd career path for a young lady.
Yes.
Now, describe yourself. Or actually, Mike, you describe her. Let's not let her describe herself.
All right, stand up and let us take a look at you here, Jessica. Now, you're how tall?
5'4".
Okay, and how much you weigh?
165.
Okay. Now, she has brown hair, very comely blue eyes.
Thank you.
And she's quite attractive.
Yeah, you really are. I don't understand how you could possibly weigh 165 pounds because you're not a large woman at all.
Thank you, because the last couple days I've been here and I'm rather pretty large than my opponent. I hope not.
You're not at all.
No, this is... Size-wise, this should be a pretty even fight.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I was expecting bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, you're... No, this is all good. This is good.
Bigger in which way, Mike?
Muscle weighs more than fat,
there
Mike.
You go.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
That's what I mean. But I mean, just all around, I expected you to be a bigger physical human being than you are.
You know what we expected since you hang out with the killer?
Mm-hmm.
We expected lady killer.
Girl killer.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah.
Girl killer.
Girl killer.
About 5'10", about 260, you know.
Yeah. No.
Widow's
260.
Peak.
Now explain to us all how you know the killer.
Softball. He needed an extra player, I think, last season, and I played with him.
Now, how did you find out about this? Was it posted on the interweb or something, or were you in another league?
No, another person that plays with him actually works at Six Flags also.
Okay.
And so he knows me from out there, and I play softball with him, and so...
And Ty, too?
Ty also, yes.
So have any of the two of... which I like to call two of the three horniest guys I know...
Uh-huh.
Have they ever gotten handsy with you at all, like at a post?
Well, I mean, we've already had
celebrate.
The answer to that today,
yeah.
Haven't we? I mean, haven't you been in a sandwich between the two of them?
I just want to clarify that. It's never a sandwich. It has to be separate.
Okay? Oh, okay.
It can't be sandwich.
You don't want to be the meat and the lummox sandwich?
Exactly.
Four walls,
I can't
two balls.
Do both. It's too much. And Ty and Killer together, I just...
That's a powerhouse.
Exactly.
It's death is what it is.
It
it's
really
a recipe
is.
For death.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, the games we lose on Sundays is because of something like that. It's it's no bueno.
Now, are you experienced in the world of fighting at all? Have you ever been
in
some... You are?
Yes.
In what way?
I did used to box about 13 or 14. I got in the ring quite a few times.
Really?
I used to train.
Oh, interesting. Now, see, this is... It's all about who you meet as far... It's about the most recent... encounter with these fighters, because yesterday I didn't think there was any way anybody was going to beat Christiana, but it took very little time for me to think
now
she,
I'm not so sure
that she can hang with her. Because Christiana, did you hear the interview yesterday?
Yes, I did. I was listening.
She's nuts.
Yes, she is hilarious.
She is a nutty woman.
She might try to distract you by laughing.
Yes.
She has enormous fake breasts.
Yes, she
has tattoos.
All the pictures.
Everywhere. She has piercings everywhere, including down below.
Yes.
She wears skull rings and stuff.
Yeah, which, you know, I don't know. It's but I like.
And she has fuchsia hair, too.
Now, are you athletic besides boxing? Like, did you play? Well, you were homeschooled. Did you play sports growing up?
I played baseball. I played with all boys, so I had to keep up.
Really?
And I went to softball and boxing, so.
Wow.
I've been pretty athletic all my life.
Really?
So you haven't gone the normal girls' sports route of, say, soccer or basketball or track or nothing like that, huh?
No, nothing like that. I like to keep the contact rough.
Do you now?
Yes, I do.
Now, are you with
Muay Thai? No, not at the moment.
You're not?
I don't consider killer with man.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
No.
Not at the moment, no.
That's with Beast.
Yes. Lummox.
Mark. So not with man at the moment.
Not at the moment, no.
When was the last time you were with man?
When
was the last boyfriend you had?
Probably about a month ago.
Oh, really?
When was the last time you got laid?
Mike! Lord!
You don't have to be so upfront about
it, I don't know,
it,
Killer.
Mike.
When was it?
Now, Killer, the minute we announced Fight Night, he's like, I think I got a girl for you. I think I got a girl for you. And I was always skeptical, as I normally am of him.
Mm-hmm.
He normally doesn't deliver, except when he, you know, funds us up with drops like that.
Right. We've been promised many things by Killer in the past.
Yeah, the raw steak challenge.
Right. He has rarely delivered.
I'm promised many things also, but I'm telling you right now.
Now, are you a normal listener?
No, I have been the last couple days.
Okay, so he's kind of got forced to because of the fight thing?
Not so much forced. A lot of my guys at work actually listen to it, and so they've been talking to me and telling me about everyone on there, so I actually have been listening because of them.
Okay.
So are they all fired up because you're doing this?
They really are. They're actually ready to come to Fight Night, and they are really excited. Probably just as excited as I am, so.
Now, when's the last time you actually fought? Was it when you were in 8th grade or whatever, or 9th grade?
A little later than that. It was about 7 years ago.
Okay. So. All right, and did you win?
The last fight, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it was just sparring, like, but I kicked some ass.
Okay.
Now, do you think a lot of your classmates are going to show up?
She was homeschooled, Mike, again.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
A lot of them.
They're called brothers and sisters, Mike.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. I'm sorry.
All two of them.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How old are your brothers and or sisters?
19 and 17, and then I have a 6-year-old sister also.
Oh, wow. Was that an accident, or was that a new marriage?
No, not new marriage, but I'm not going to say.
Total accident, dude.
Probably,
Of course it was.
Yeah.
How old are your parents?
They are 41 and 49.
I was with your mother last night.
Wait, which one's 41?
My mom.
Your mom is my age?
Dude, you're not a little kid anymore, knucklehead.
I know, but I mean, that would have meant that
she had her when she was 20.
I know, but that means I could have a 20. It doesn't make sense to me.
He still thinks he's back at Stan's Blue Note listening to Closing Time.
What?
It just doesn't resonate, because that would have meant sometime in my junior year in college, I would have had a kid, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
It probably didn't to my parents either, so it's all right.
Wow, and they homeschooled you when they were like 24 and 5?
20, yes.
Holy crap.
All three of us, me and my two younger siblings.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of fist fights that went on.
Which are they? Who were the boys? Are they two boys, a girl and a boy?
Me, a girl, and then a boy. Brother got picked on a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, would you describe yourself as something of a tomboy?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of my friends would.
Yeah.
Very intimidating. I don't try to be, but that's just kind of who I am.
Have you ever enjoyed the touch of a woman?
No.
Never?
No.
Our other fighter has.
Yes, I heard that, but that's not me.
Okay.
I would even go for Killer more than a woman.
All right, well, that's disgusting. Now,
well, are you ready to take the test?
I did hear about this test.
Okay.
Yes.
The litmus test is to punch Mike. Mike has taken a punch from about 20 different girls. We like to call them donkey punches.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Just get on with this.
All right, so Jessica, line up. Now, Mike, show her where you're supposed. Where is she supposed to hit you?
Hit me there.
Right there in the arm. Oh no.
Wow, a big position.
Oh, no. Oh, and she's warming up.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready?
Mike, I've never seen him scared before.
She's scary, man. And she's going to kill me.
No, she's
not. I'm not
going
to kill you. I promise.
Tighten up. Hit him as hard as you can.
Ready?
All right.
Now, don't miss, okay?
Okay, ready?
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, she just grazed him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, give him another one.
I'm really worried.
Hit him in the nuts.
Don't worry. Hit him in the nuts.
Aim for the nuts.
That was a right cross, too. Right in the shoulder.
Ooh, she's going to kill Christy and Amanpour.
She is?
Yes. She is.
Hey, Christiana says she ain't afraid of nobody.
That's good.
Nothing.
That's good.
That's a tough old broad we interviewed yesterday.
That's a tough old broad there, too.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so... Corona Fight Night with two tough old broads.
2 weeks from tonight, right?
Yes, 2 weeks from tonight.
Yay. Let's get ready.
Village Country Club.
Now, will you do any training? Will you start working at it? Like, getting your old habits? Oh, you have been.
Hell, she doesn't need to. God almighty.
He's dying over
God.
There.
God.
I'm sorry. I should have gone to the ability.
That's okay. I apologize. I asked for it.
What's that, Mike?
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
The ability. He doesn't want to do it. Just the ability.
The ability.
Yeah.
Wink.
All right, well, there she is. It's Jessica. Come see her at Corona Fight Night. Hey, thank you for coming out here today.
Well done.
And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
You're a fat ass, man.
Get ready.
All right. That's serious, boy.